Revolutionary. Blog Talk
Radio. How you guys doing today? Coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. Hi, this is Arthur Joseph Smith, the writer of The Revival of the Roman Empire. The next book is The Devil Workshop. And third book I wrote, my last book was Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation and the Temple Mount. And you can find all those books at Amazon.com or as well as Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. How are you guys doing today? I had some shocking news come through today, and I was going to have a show on. There's no other name. No other name above Jesus' name or however the scripture, I'm not going to say however, but how that scripture reads out. But in light of what happened today, in light of America putting its last nail in its coffin, I changed my show up to talk about the legalization of same-sex marriages. And if anybody want to call in and probably want to make a comment, okay. I'm looking here, and I'm looking for my number. Okay, I'm sorry. Here it is. I'm looking. I got it. It's 773-897-6105. Once again, that number is 773-897-6105. And you're welcome to call in and make comments. But what just happened here in America? You know, now I must say, regardless, because people get caught up on this racial thing with this president, that he is a black president. I know the Supreme Court, but he's been a supporter of it too. The Supreme Court is the one who made the final decision, but this has to be the worst president we've had in history. I don't care what color he is. Okay, this is the worst. And those Supreme Justices are crazy. They have put the last nail in American coffin. In America's coffin. They have started the doomsday clock for all of us. God will deal with this madness. Now we're in that position. Jonathan Cahan came on and he warned the president and the Supreme Court justices about this action, how this would bring the wrath of God up on America. They think they're playing with a play God, a God that does not have vengeance, a loving God. They always tell, you know, people, God is so loving, but God is a judicial God. He was a God of principle, and he will not let this go. People do not realize, people out there, you guys really don't, I can't say what you realize. I don't want to put this generalizing all of us because a lot of people are stuck on this idiocy called political correctness. You know, what this simply means, you are a follower. You have no brain. You have no self-opinion of nothing. You are a follower. Okay, that's all political correctness is. And you're not an individual. Okay, so this is an attack on us heterosexual, our heterosexual lifestyle. This is an attack on all of us. Okay, believe it or not, that's what it is. It's an attack on God, but as well as us. It will not be long before we no longer have any religious freedoms. It's not going to be long for that before they be in an outlaw our belief because we're going to consider it a bigotry or a hate-mongering type religion. Because we believe in God, we stand on God's word, so you guys are hate mongers. You know, it won't be long before they start saying they we can't have churches and all of that. Believe me, this opens the door for all of that. This is the end of this nation as we know it. America is no more. America is now in its dying stages. America has entered into the judgment of God 100%, people. Anytime those Supreme Court justices has stood up and legalized gay marriages across the 50 states of America, you can forget this nation because this nation does not have long. It's on its way out. So enjoy your days, enjoy your family. More than anything, I tell you right now, you need to enter into a covenant relationship with God so your soul won't meet the fate of this nation. Okay? And how you do that, that's the true born-again experience. And as Jesus said in John 3:5, except that man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You will not enter into the kingdom of God. And water and the Spirit, when he gave Peter the keys in Matthew 16 and told him upon this rock, upon this principle, that he was the Son of God and he will build his church. And he said, I give you the keys to you, Peter, And Peter exercises, keeps open the door for everybody, not just us, but in Acts 2, he told everybody, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sins. He said the same thing to Cornelius and the Italians in chapter 10 and 11. That's where you get the word Christian from. That's when they became a part of our faith, okay? That is the covenant relationship for all nations, the whole world. You need to get in a covenant relationship with God because America is going down. That's without question. Here's what the scripture has to say. And it starts off in Revelation 18. It says, after these things, I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, has become the habitation of devils in the hole of every foul spirit, in a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And all nations have drank of the wine of the wrath of the fornication of the kings of the earth, and have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth were waxed rich, in other words, grew rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquity, her lawlessness. When it talks about her sins have reached into the heavens, that means the angels are talking about the madness going on in this nation and how we're spreading it around the world. They're talking about it. Okay? So it's talk in heaven. That's what it means. It has reached into the heavens. They're conversating about it, and God is hearing it too. He already knows what's going on, but it's a different. He's hearing it. I have a caller, caller 601. I'm a BQN. I don't know what I just did. Okay. Somehow I knocked the caller off. I'm so sorry. I did knock my whole self off the thing. I know my show is still going, and let me try to get back up here online as I'm talking to you guys. But the bottom line is what they're doing is godlessness. It is godlessness in its highest fashion. Okay? So we have in Revelation 18, the caller, if you're back there, when I get this back on my computer back up, I'll answer your call. But Revelation, Leviticus 18 and 22. See, this is what they're not thinking about. Okay? They're not in fear of God. These are lawless men, spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay? Okay, I got something going off on. I have to stop this because this is a timer, people, and I'm so sorry. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. And this is what it says about this. This is what you see. Okay, yeah, I think I done knocked them off the air. Okay, well, I'm sorry, caller. You can call back. It says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. This is abominable. It is an abomination in God's eye. Okay, they say, well, that is the Old Testament. You know, that's the play on that. That's the Old Testament. Okay? But it says this is an abomination. This is what they're doing. They have passed an abomination, an abominable law in this nation. And it won't be long before we no longer have religious freedom, people. So you better get out there, spread the word, you know, let people know that Christ is on a return and they need to turn around from their sins, get baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of their sins and be filled with the Holy Spirit, but for them to be a part of that kingdom. Because if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Okay? You need to be in a covenant relationship with God now. The time of playing is now over. They put the final nail in the coffin. And believe me, all the stuff we see going around the world is coming right up in this nation. Okay? And this is Romans. And I'm going to go back and read the outcome of all of this. It's for therein is the righteousness revealed, okay, from God God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just should live by faith. You should live by the confidence that you have in the word of God. Okay? And he goes on a second. I'm going to jump down. He says, because that with that which may be, and this is verse 19, Romans 1, that because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God had showed it unto them from the visible things of him, for the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. In other words, you look around, you see the trees, you see so many things in a perfect balance, so you know there is a God. And his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. Because you can look, unless you're just an idiot and just one who's just trying to live in your iniquity, you will try to deny that there is a God. But clearly you can see there is a God by the creation and everything created by you. It just didn't blow out and fall into perfect harmony. Okay, but look what he says. He said, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Now, this a lot has to do with a lot of preachers, too, now. And neither were thankful, but became vain, you know, became proud in their imagination, vain, worthless, too, in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, okay? See, we have gotten so wise in this nation that we will pass a law that will kill all of us. That's wisdom for you. That's man's wisdom for you. That ain't God's wisdom. They have become so wise. You know, they got caught by Snowden, then got them caught. Everybody really looking at them crazy. They've been spying on the whole world. But they became fools. Okay, professing themselves to be wise, thinking they're smart. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible men, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust. Lust means an ungodly desire, okay, something that shouldn't be, okay, of the lust of their own heart, their own mind, to dishonor their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie. They have just changed the truth of God into a lie. How was that, if you ask me, right? You say, how did he change the truth into God into a lie? Let's go to where the first marriage ever took place. This is not something that has been ordained by man, but it is God. So this is what we see. And this is right here in Genesis 2 and 22. It says, in the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman. So there is no such thing as getting in touch with your feminine side. It's standing on side of you. It is a woman. And brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father, his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. This says you should leave his father and mother and cleave unto another man. Or they say he should leave, they should, a woman should leave his father, their father and mother, and cleave unto another woman. It didn't say that. It says he should cleave unto his wife. It was man and woman from the very beginning of time. Okay? It said, and they shall, and it goes on to say, it says, go back and read again. It says, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, not the man and the man, or the woman and the woman, the man and his wife were not ashamed. And they talk about making one flesh when you have that child. So even these gay people, these homosexuals who want to have these gay marriages, they don't have the ability to have children. So why in the heck do they want to adopt a child? What kind of mess is that? If you ain't in with the right relationship, if it was so correct, you'll be able to have a And then they went on to attack on our lifestyle, our heterosexualness. See, this is where we're at now. They're fighting us, and you guys don't even realize that our lifestyle is under attack. They want to destroy the heterosexual marriage. They want to bring about a Sodom and Gomorrah in America. And that, believe me, God has already warned and said, and Peter, when he said, Peter too, when he said, for those who live as such, that Sodom and Gomorrah was an example. God rained fire and brimstone down on Sodom and Gomorrah. So you guys sitting there playing around, and God's got a, he's got something for you. And so he goes on to say, who changed the truth of God into a lie. That's what they just did. The way God had designed things, they just turned it into a lie and called it a lie. And worship and serve the creature more than the creator. In other words, they're submitting themselves to Satan, who is blessed forever. Amen. He said, for this cause, God gave them up to what? Vile affection, abomination. This is verse 22 of Romans, 26, chapter 2 of Romans, verse 26. It's the New Testament, people. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. He says, for man, for even the woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned, in other words, consumed in their lust, their ungodly desire, and their ungodly sexual desire, one towards another. Okay? Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet, which was due. It says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Somewhere in that brain, they know they're wrong. So it is not convenient. So the Bible tells us America, Babylon the Great, it's fallen. It's fallen. It's become the habitation of devils and the cage of every hateful bird. So people, we're dealing with a time thing now. They have killed the nation. Anytime they take and change good for evil, and they make evil good and make it a law. And there's a guy who was in Russia, an Orthodox church man. He says, whenever a nation begins to legalize sin, that nation dies. America, you're dead. You're dead, America. It ain't nothing but a matter of time before God put this nation completely off this planet. It's time now. Judgment up on America. It's actually time. This nation is dead. You want to walk in corpse. They walk in delusions. They're walking around in delusion. Like God is not going to recompense this. He's not going to repay you for your actions. For real. And it's sad. It's a sad day. And I hate that I'm in this nation at this point, because really I like to go somewhere else, because the ending of America is written in the Bible. Okay? That's Babylon the Great. The beast the harlot that rode up on the beast, the said mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. One first thing, harlots representing false religion. Abominations of the earth, all these detestable things, you know, even down to these porns and all these movies. They're saying you have the right to make it because you're an adult. Now they say now you have the right to be married to the same sex, and God already been called an abomination. Okay? So he didn't told you it's an abomination. Then he's promised the same judgment upon those who would do these things and would live like, who go after that. He tells you that in the Bible. And look what he says. In verse 6, he says, in turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned with the overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just lot, fixed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, the behavior of the wicked. So he told you what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. He turned it into ashes. See, America is, and its government is so delusional. They don't realize that God has chose their delusion. They don't understand how he's just giving them over. And this man, and it's so sad, because he really is an African-American, because we're Israelites. That we're not the same people as he is. That's one of the greatest lies ever told. We don't. Obama is not one of us. He's an African-American for real. We're not from Africa, nor do African blood run through our veins. That is a cousin. We were hiding in that nation. Okay? When they took and began to put us in slavery and all of that and carry us over here, which was told of in Deuteronomy. Okay? That's one of the great lies. If you ever want to find out and see scriptural proof of what I'm talking about, I have the book called The Caliphate, The Rise of the Islamic Nation and the Temple Mount. It literally details out why that is not the Israel, because the true Israel will be restored when Christ returns. Has Christ returned, people? That's what the Bible says. So who are they? Was David, whatever his name was, David something, established that Israel? That's not Christ. Said Christ, and they will dwell in peace, and no one would harm them. What kind of peace do they have over there? For those who are delusional and think these people are the real people. Okay. But, yeah, they've killed this nation. It's become the habitation of devils. Now, how long before we no longer have religious freedoms? How long before that come under attack? You know, this is the ending of, this is Isaiah 66. What did he say? He said, yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their souls delighted in their abominations. You hear that, America? And also, I will choose their delusions and will bring their fear up on them. Because when I called, none did answer. And when I spoke, they did not hear, but did evil before my eyes. Okay? They said they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. So here it is. America, your days of doom is here. Your judgment, with all the stuff you're afraid of and all these things you have taken so much pride in. You know, it's kind of funny because now it's coming. You see, your fear, what is your fear? What are the people in America afraid of? People in America afraid of being homeless. They're afraid of their being hungry. But look what he said about Babylon the Great. And he tell us who the true believers come out of her. First part of you coming out of her is to learn what God says, to become a part of God's kingdom. What it says. Okay. And he tells you, I'll start at 4, because it says, and I heard another voice, and this is Revelation 18. I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, her lawless actions, and that you receive not of her plagues. What do you think homosexuality is? It's a divine judgment. He said he gave them over to that. That's a plague. It's catchy. They were given over. That's what a reprobate was. He said he gave them over to vile affections, abominable stuff. Okay. And he said, and one other says, for her sins have reached into heaven, and God has remembered her iniquity, her lawlessness. Reward her even as she has rewarded you. Double unto her according to her works. And in the cup which she has filled, fill to her double. How she has done us. How she has done the Israelites here. And how she will do the true believers in days to come. Those true saints of God. Because you find out in Revelation 17, it talks about Babylon the Great. It said that unto her, it said, up on, and this is 17 and 5 of Revelation, it said, and up on her head was a name written, Mystery. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. Listen to that. And with the blood of the martyrs and of Jesus. Martyrs of Jesus. Not somebody who strapped a bomb on himself, but somebody who was killed for bringing a clear understanding to matters that are happening. Okay? When I saw her, this sin and this lawlessness, I wonder with great admiration. Now, let's find out about this woman. Okay, and he said unto me, this is verse 15, unto me, the woman which thou saw, where thou whore sitted, are people, multitudes, and nations, and tongues, the melting pot, the great melting pot of America. It says, in the 10 horns which thou saw upon the beast, okay, well, this is the Antichrist in the Western EU. They shall hate the whore, America, and shall make her desolated and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. As it said, those that were to live after, there will be an example. Like Sodom and Gomorrah was turned into ashes. Look what he said. This is the outcome of this nation. He said, and she shall be eaten. They shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. He says, for God has put it in their heart, in their minds, to fulfill his will, his purpose, and to agree and to give their kingdoms unto the beast, to the Antichrist, until the word of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou saw is that great city which reigned over the kings of the earth. Who is that? America. Everybody comes to the United Nations no matter what. For whatever issues they have, they come here. Okay? Every grievance is and they reign over the kings of the earth. It's mandatory, I guess, or some way that everybody, the League of Nations, however they establish that, they all come here. And then they go down and walk around and take their, even if they're hostile to America, take their family shopping while they're here. So this is America, people. But the outcome of America, he said, he will give them their delusion, and he said he will bring their fears upon them. What do you guys fear? He said, how much shall she, her, how much she has glorified herself in love deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen, and in no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Don't y'all think that way? We can just turn America around. Well, America just killed itself today, people. Ain't no turning around now. They just legalized gay marriage across 50 states. And with the legalization of gay marriage across 50 states, you best believe this nation is now officially under the judgment of God. Okay? And if we shall see no sorrow. We can come back. We can always make a comeback. We can work and make things happen. No, you won't. He said, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death, mourning, famine, going to be hit with hunger, and she shall be utterly burnt with fire, for strong is the Lord who judges her. Okay? So that's where you guys are headed now. And anybody out there listening to this show, you can play around and drag your foot, but I'm going to tell you right now, you need to repent. You need to be born again, because the judgment of God is up on this nation. We don't have long. They have finally put their final nail in their coffin, and believe me, these nations around us are going to grow hostile. When you're talking about the Western EU, the Ten Horns, that's what I wrote about in my first book, The Revival of the Roman Empire. I broke down that because God blessed me with the vision Daniel was asking about, and I broke down that head of gold, which was Nebuchadnezzar, then the arms, the chest of silver was Cyrus and Darius, then down to Alexandria kingdom, and then down into the leg, the two legs, the two kingdoms of Rome, and then to the ten toes with our representation of the ten, the Western EU, and also the seven-head dragon, with that, dealing with that seven-head dragon, those ten horns up on that dragon. And it told you, the beast, the Antichrist, and those ten horns is going to kill America. Notice recently in the news that France and them are kind of hostile about finding out they've been spying on them. Those people have nuclear bombs over there, and they're going to fulfill God's will and his judgment upon this nation. So what are you going to do? How are you going to escape that wrath? So how do you escape that wrath? You know what you do? You repent. You find somebody or somebody standing next to you, because we don't know nobody baptizing you. Somebody submerge you under some water, hold you down for a second, and say, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for what? Remission of your sins, bring you back up. And for you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, born of water and the Spirit, and praying that God bless you with the Spirit, because that shows acceptance. Like in Acts 19, it says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Are you out there thinking you're a believer? Have you? So if you haven't received that, you're not a part of the kingdom. You need a covenant relationship with God now, because America is going down. It's no longer time to play. You need to get right with God. Okay? And I'd like to thank you guys for coming out. And I'm telling you, if you want to find out world government of the book of Daniel, you really want to see that, that's the Revival of the Roman Empire, the book that I wrote. God blessed me with that vision. You want to see how the real church look, the kingdom of God look, you need the book of the principles that we're supposed to be living under and what's not supposed to be there. You need the devil workshop, the history of the church and the rise of the cult. And if you want to see what's going on right now, the Antichrist and the false prophet, your Pope Francis, and your Antichrist that's sitting in the Middle East waiting to be brought on the scene, you need the Caliphate, the rise of the Islamic nation, and the Temple Mount. And once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. I thank you guys for coming. And next week I'll be talking about the Jacob's Trouble at 12:30. And you guys, take it serious. It's no game. Time is up on America. Judgment's down on us now, because they just did us a great favor and killed all of us. Anyway, thank you guys. Once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. You guys have a great evening.